All right, it is 34 minutes after 9 o'clock. We've got Brew at the Zoo coming up. Woohoo!
Go, Brew!
And we've got a couple of folks from the zoo.
Hi, I'm Linda Jo Alexander, Sequoia Park Zoo Foundation President.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Chelsea. I'm the Event and Volunteer Coordinator.
Yay! Fantastic.
Yes. Yay, Brew at the Zoo!
Yay, Brew at the Zoo. So this is a big fundraiser for the zoo, right?
It's a huge fundraiser. It's a long event in Humboldt County and just a great opportunity for people to come to the zoo, experience the zoo, and also experience several different local breweries that volunteer their delicious microbrews and internationally recognize some of them, and also get to, you know, socialize. So I'm going to let Chelsea talk a little bit more about the event.
Yeah, like Linda Jo said, this is our 10th annual. We're really excited this year. We have over 17 breweries. For the first time ever, we're introducing two food trucks, and we have two non-alcoholic breweries that are coming as well. Those are Lost Coast Roast and It's Alive Kombucha, some local favorites here in Humboldt.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, the animals don't get to sample the brew.
Unfortunately not, but the humans get to see and watch the animals while they're sampling those great brews that we have.
Most importantly, the animals get to watch us. And then when we leave, they laugh the rest of the night. The rest of the weekend's a lot of fun for them because they recall how silly humans really are.
This is true. So when is it? How do people get tickets and all that stuff?
So the event is this Saturday. It's from 4 to 8 over at the Sequoia Park Zoo. You can get your tickets online through Brown Paper Tickets at Wildberries in Arcata, The Works in Eureka, and of course at the zoo.
Fantastic. Well, it is always fun. How many years has this been going on now?
This is the 10th annual.
I know,
so
it's been going
really
on a while.
Excited.
Yeah, have you been before?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think of it? What was your experience like?
It's a lot of fun.
Did you go last year, Cliff?
I wasn't there last year. No.
So one of the things that we've done is we've incorporated live music into it. And then what we had last year going on in the barnyard with the live music was just fantastic. And some great groups are showing up this year as well.
Oh, yep, who's coming?
We've got the Striped Pig String Band.
Always
try
good.
Saying that 10 times fast.
It's hard.
And the No Good Redwood Ramblers. They're
that's
a return
another one's
this
hard.
Year.
No Good Redwood. You want to say Wedwood Wamwood.
But why, yes, I do.
We've also got some great DJs, and the sister station, of course, Case Lug, will be live on site, which is great.
Yay! Yeah, it's gonna be a whole heck of a lot of fun. It always is, and the zoo is such a wonderful treasure in the community, and it's really had an amazing facelift over the past several years. It really has, and it's for me, it's like it's just I live walking distance from it, so we go there a lot. It's a lot of fun.
We have the new Watershed Heroes exhibit, which is a great place. A huge hit, especially at Brew, is the Otter Tube. You'll
never see
so many adults go through there. It's an awesome time. So people can really come out, enjoy the brews, come see the zoo, and just have fun.
That Otter Tube is amazing, by the way. If you've not been to the zoo before, if it's been a while and you haven't seen that thing, you really need to check it out. It's pretty amazing. You can see the otters. You can see them underwater. You can see them on top. And that tube goes, you can walk through the water underneath it. It's really cool.
For the adults that maybe shouldn't go through the tube, we do have pre-tube lube. So we can just push you through. That's usually about halfway through Brew at the Zoo. We do have a little fun with that.
Yeah, it is really
I'm
for
totally
kids.
Kidding.
Have any adults ever gotten stuck in there?
Thankfully, no.
No, that's good. Yeah, it's big enough for most people. I've been through it several times. It's a lot of fun, and my kids they both love it.
I'm so not surprised. They're like, if Dad can do it, we can do it. We got this.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this is really a lot of fun. What's it cost?
So cost is $32 for members, $35 for non-members, if you buy your tickets before the event.
Mm-hmm.
At the door, we offer $40 for members and $45 for non-members.
So you save some money if you do it in advance.
Yep, absolutely.
And you can buy them up in advance, clear. You can get that great discounted price up until when, Chelsea? Saturday morning?
Yep, up until Saturday morning.
So yeah, if you're on the fence about this and you're thinking, do I want to brew or do I not want to brew? We say brew. and buy your tickets in advance. Save some money. We're happy to take extra money at the door, but it will also save you a little time if you get your tickets in advance as well. We have great swag at the event as well. We introduced some new items last year for Brew at the Zoo to memorialize this event forever in your closet. And so Chelsea just was telling me she's picking up all that merchandise today.
Yep, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, some commemorative bottle openers, and koozies. So you can relive the event for days to come afterwards. We also have some really great options for people who are gluten-free. We do have Humboldt Cider Company that's coming. They'll be bringing their hard cider. And, of course, the kombucha and cold-brewed coffee are also available.
Fantastic. So even for the non-beer lovers, there's something.
Absolutely. We've got big names, local favorites, and definitely some new brews this year, which we're really excited to introduce.
Well, that's going to be great. That's going to be great. And, of course, it all goes to help support the zoo, which has been around in Humboldt County for how long now? It's been there for a long time. Do any of you know?
Over 100 years. The zoo was founded in 1907. So we are getting ready to celebrate our 110th anniversary here coming up next year. So all those funds go directly to the zoo to support new exhibits, educational programs, and it's really a great, a great opportunity to hang out at the zoo and really support its mission and its continuation here in Eureka.
And speaking of its mission, it really has become a real supporter of conservation of the ecology and the animals. And, you know, every exhibit shows you know, whether or not they're on the endangered species list, what's being done, that sort of thing. So it's a good mission.
Absolutely. And we have several animals in the zoo that have been rescued from human encounters gone wrong. So we've got our two bald eagles.
Amazing, by the way, if you've not seen that.
Absolutely. They're incredible. We just got another one in November.
So I remember.
Come see those animals and really check out and see the experience of being at the zoo. It's changed a lot over the years.
I know we're going to have the food trucks there, but I do have some news that's pretty exciting about an animal that's on temporary exhibit, and that is a cow that has been given to the zoo on temporary assignment that is in contention for being the world's largest cow.
I heard about that.
And he is fantastically ginormous, and it will make you hungry. And as soon as you see him, go to one of the delicious food trucks and get those appetites quenched, and then, you know, finish it off with a nice little tasty sample of one of the brews.
Now, someone was telling me about that, and you know, they were saying cow and he. As you just said, is it a...
It's a steer.
It's a steer. So yes. It's a... Okay, not a cow, because cow means female, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, generally, we can refer to all cows as cows, and then you have your bulls and your steers.
But right.
We are in Ferndale. I'm sure some farmer's going to call us right now and be like, listen, folks, here's how we do it in Ferndale. Sorry.
Over 6 feet at the withers. So you really stand next to this thing, and it's just...
huge.
I've heard it's amazingly big. Mm-hmm. Where is it at the zoo? I need to check it out.
By the yaks.
Yep, it's right by the yaks over there, so people can come see it through the fence and take some great pictures. And speaking of pictures, we also have our photo booth. We're unveiling that here at Brew. $3 a picture. We'll print them right there for you. And it's another great way you can put it on your fridge, put it on your desk, and just commemorate the event even more. We've even got some funky costumes and glasses.
Put it on Facebook, Instagram, and tweet all your friends your favorite Brew at the Zoo picture.
Fantastic. Now, is there any kind of, is there a fun background that gets printed on the thing, or they show you in a cage?
So we have a great border that says Brew at the Zoo 2016 with the Sequoia Park Zoo. The photo goes in that, and then the background is, of course, our wonderful otter exhibit.